Recently, we picked up the 6.3 Beans, which is a limited edition 6-point offering that comes in a tall cylindrical 12-ounce can. After having a couple of them, it struck me that it really reminded me of another beer.
Dieu du Ciel's Péché Mortel.
And so just to test, to see if my brain was playing tricks on me or not, we decided to get a can of the 3 Beans and a bottle of the Péché and do a little side-by-side comparison. Before we start, we'll note that the 3 Beans is a Baltic porter with some special ingredients we'll talk about in a second.
And the Péché Mortel is an imperial coffee stout.
So we're going to expect that one's going to be darker than the other. So here we go. The 3 Bean Péché showdown. Well, it's not really a showdown. It's more of a comparison to see how similar they might be. There's the 3 Bean in a can.
The 3 Beans got a huge tan head, really thick.
Yeah, it's a really nice one from a can. There's the bottle of Péché. Already we see a big difference.
Oh yeah, the Péché has... now it does have a head. It poured out really dark. At first with no head, and then once it sits in the glass, it develops a much darker head. More of a khaki than a tan. Or is tan darker than khaki? Where's that Pantone color wheel when you need it?
All right, so let's take a sniff and a taste. Yeah, they have a surprisingly similar aroma. I think the 6.3 Bean has a slightly sweeter nose, and the Péché has a slightly roastier nose.
Yeah, the Péché is more of sort of a woodsy type of coffee, and the 3 Bean is more on the chocolate side.
Well, that's probably a good time to say that there's no chocolate in the Péché, but there is cacao bean husks in the 3 Bean by 6.3. So they don't actually use the cacao, they use the husks in the mashing process. It's a part of the cocoa bean that isn't used to make the actual chocolate. And the chocolate for the 3 Bean was provided by...
one of our favorite Brooklyn purveyors, Mass Brothers. That's the go-to chocolate for Valentine's Day and
yes,
other special occasions.
Indeed. For color, we can see that the Péché is darker.
Yeah, it's a really, really deep, deep brown, very opaque.
Yeah, and the 6-point has a slightly clearer, softer brown color. And these beers are very similar in alcohol percentage. The Péché is 9.5, I believe.
And the 6-point is 10%, which is actually on the high end for a Baltic porter.
Right off the bat, you get those cocoa notes with the 3 Bean, and more of a roasty note with the Péché.
A little bit of a, more of a sweet note, I think. Perhaps it's just power of suggestion for the 6-point. But I find that the Péché... you definitely get the roasty notes from both the coffee
right,
and the roasted malts.
Right.
Very smooth, but dominating is the roast note, coffee. Whereas with the 6-point, there's a little bit more of the sweetness.
Definitely, definitely. It's a little bit softer. It goes down a little bit easier. But again, you know, one is a porter and one is an imperial stout.
I think they both go down very easily.
So the coffee that Péché Mortel from Dieu du Ciel uses is fair trade coffee, and the coffee that the 3 Bean uses...
it's from Stumptown Roasters.
That's a New York coffee roaster. So I don't know if I'd say I prefer one over the other. I mean, they're just different enough to stand on their own, and I don't know. I think they go pretty good side by side.
It's a nice comparison. I mean, I've always had a partiality to Péché Mortel since the first time we had it, probably over 10 years ago at the brew pub in Montreal. An extremely cold winter day. It was snowing outside, and that beer was just ideal. I do have to say, it is Péché Mortel, not Péché Mortel, as I often hear people saying. A Péché Mortel is a deadly peach, whereas Péché Mortel means deadly sin.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference.
Just a difference. 3 Beans, well...
by the way, the 3rd bean, which is hard to guess, pretty much impossible unless you read the press release or the note on the box, is a Romano bean, and that's a flat snap bean originated in Italy, and apparently that bean was used in northern climes when barley was scarce. Not only does it add to the fermentables, but the proteins in that bean help create a beer with a very full body. So there you go. There are the 3 beans. And as far as the sin in Péché Mortel, I guess it's a sin not to drink another one.
Oh, cheers to that.